Chapter 6. The Search. A lot of criminals are ordinary people, often quite pleasant. I don't think this one is going to be that kind of killer, Dr. Armstrong. Dr. Armstrong went outside again. Judge Wargrave was sitting in a chair, looking out to sea. Lombard and Blore were smoking but not talking. The doctor wanted to talk to someone, but who? He decided on Lombard. "Can I speak with you for a minute?" "Of course." The two men walked across the garden. "Do you think Blore is right about that woman?" Armstrong asked. "Well, it's possible that Mr. and Mrs. Rogers did murder the old lady," replied Lombard. "But how did they do it? Poison?" "I asked Rogers about Miss Brady this morning. She took medicine for a weak heart. If she wasn't given the medicine, they didn't have to do anything." Lombard thought for a minute. "That explains Soldier Island. There are crimes that nobody can punish you for. Old Wargrave, for example. His was a perfectly legal murder. I'm sure he murdered Edward Seaton. But he was very clever and did it from his judge's seat. You can't punish him for that." A sudden thought passed through Armstrong's mind. Murder in a hospital. Safe. Yes, completely safe. "What do you think about all this?" asked Lombard. "Let's think about Mrs. Rogers' death. Rogers killed her to stop her talking. Or she was frightened and killed herself, like Marston. But I don't believe that Marston, a young man full of life, did kill himself. And where did he get the poison from? It's strange. Did he bring it here, or, I know you're thinking it too, was Anthony Marston murdered?" The two men were silent for a minute. "And Mrs. Rogers?" said Dr. Armstrong.